Like what you hear? You can access exclusive content and other perks at patreon.com/theunionedge.
Hello, this is Nathan Ruggles here with you, and you're listening to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio. We appreciate you hanging out with us this afternoon. I'd like to recognize both the United Steelworkers as well as the Pennsylvania State Education Association, PSEA, for their support for this and all of our programming here at the Union Edge. Also, be sure to head out to both Facebook and Twitter. We're out there. We're on social media and get the latest and greatest there. And send us a tweet or put a comment out there for us. Let us know how we're doing. You can always tweet at us at the Union Edge. Well, we've certainly talked about here on this program about what's going on in Carrier, the company out there in Indianapolis, and the struggles and concerns of workers out there and layoffs and the attention it got from our president both during the campaign and currently. And unfortunately, we're hearing about a new round of layoffs. So on the air with us now to talk about this and what the workers there on the ground are going through, it's our pleasure to have the president of the United Steelworkers Local 1999 out there, Robert James, is on the line. Robert, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today.
Well, you're more than welcome.
Well, Robert, you know what's going on more than anybody. We can hear see the headlines, but we're glad to have you on to talk to us about the workers are going through. But remind us real quick about what's the latest news there going on with the workers there at Carrier.
Okay. Well, the latest news is that yesterday, the second wave of this layoff took place. Carrier laid off another 215 workers. So, and the first wave was back in July, and that was 300 and something. So, basically, the numbers are pretty close to 600.
So at 600
don't have a job anymore.
That have been laid off. About how many workers are there at the plant?
Right now, there is currently 795 union members still on the inside of the Carrier facility.
Still there, okay. And you know, obviously, this the plant there got a lot of attention back there in 2016. And can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, when Carrier announced the closing in February of 2016, Donald Trump was running for president, and he decided that Carrier would be a poster child for his campaign. And you know, we thank him for the attention that he provided for Carrier, it's something that hasn't stopped at this point. You know, we're still talking about about job loss, period, not just the Carrier people. Mm-hmm. You know, we also have Rexnord that lost 300 jobs that went to Monterrey, Mexico. We watched 700 jobs of the Huntington facility go to Monterrey, Mexico.
Just down the road from you guys right there in Indiana.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Huntington is about a little over an hour from here, and Rexnord was less than a mile.
And those are both Carrier facilities then?
Rexnord is a bearing facility, but
okay.
They're also represented by the United Steelworkers.
Okay. All right. So you guys are involved there as well. And yes. And two, so the big deal was when Trump was there was that he came in and he said he struck this big deal the state put up some money to keep Carrier jobs there in Indiana, right?
That is true. The president-elect at that time came here, made the announcement that there were going to be 1,100 jobs saved at Carrier. That number was wrong. The president lied. The union had met with the company prior to the president getting to the plant. And we were informed that there were going to be 730 workers jobs that were going to be saved. And he stood before the people at Carrier and said 1,100, knowing that that number was wrong.
And also understand, like, something on the order of $7 million in taxpayer money was put up and given to Carrier to keep jobs here, yet we're hearing more and more about more and more layoffs.
Yes. Well, they were very, how would I put it? They bragged about the $7 million that came from the state of Indiana, the grant that they gave to Carrier. That grant is for automation. And everybody knows that when you have automation, there's job loss. And the automation has not started to take effect yet on the inside of the plant. But if we just did 215 members, it makes you wonder what number follows once this process goes into effect.
So we have a couple rounds of layoffs, at least concerns about that in the future, concerns about job loss due to automation. So talk to us a little bit about the work that these workers are doing and what they're facing in their lives with the prospect of these layoffs.
Well, right now, the workers are continuing to build the furnaces for Carrier, but there's a lot of uncertainty as to where they stand with as far as being able to keep their jobs. You know, the jobs on the inside of Carrier with the union are kept and based on what seniority that you have in the plant. And if the company implements this automation, we don't know how far it would go into the plant and how many jobs that it would cause the union or the members. And so that makes the members very nervous.
Now, in terms of the folks that have been laid off, mm-hmm. What's going on with them? Tell us.
Well, right now, the members are looking for jobs. Some have found jobs, the ones that went out in the first phase. The second phase just went out yesterday. They have been going through a transition. They will be here at the hall tomorrow for a thing with the place called Employee Indy, which is the unemployment office here in the state of Indiana.
Okay, they'll be there gathering there at your union hall?
Yes, they'll be here at the union hall tomorrow, okay. Finding out things about their benefits, the training that's going to be offered to them, and different things of that nature. Yes.
Now, in terms of the jobs that some folks have been able to get, and mm-hmm. in terms of this training, do you see this? Is it going to be enough? Is it going to be are these jobs going to be enough for some of these folks as a decent replacement? I mean, is the training going to be sufficient in order to get folks a decent job that they can find a decent job?
The training is going to be a process. As far as people getting the jobs and different things of that nature, right now some of the people that are getting jobs, it's not matching the money that they were making. And I don't think that's something that we're going to see. You know, it's kind of hard to replace a $24, $25 an hour job. You know, starting out, I mean, some of these people have been with Carrier for a very long period of time, 10, 15 years, and you make that kind of money, and when you go back out into the market, that money's not there anymore.
So these folks have devoted, you know, 10 to 15 years of their lives mm-hmm. to this company. They've worked hard. They've given of themselves. They've made money for this company, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they produced those products and made money for this company. And
yes.
This company has taken money from the state.
Mm-hmm.
And in return for these efforts, they've seen their jobs now leave this country, or mm-hmm. they are concerned that their jobs are in jeopardy. That's incredibly tough, and unfortunately, it's a story we hear all too often these days.
Oh, yeah. You know, the companies nowadays are worried about pleasing the shareholders, you know, and you find it kind of amazing that you don't want to make it in America, but you want to sell it in America, you know, and that's the sad part that's here, you know, because this company, Carrier, was not losing any money. This is a company that made over $56 million a year.
And how the workers feel after the president came in, and as you said, he lied about the numbers, but then he promised that these jobs would be staying.
Well,
how are
they
responding?
Like
how do they feel?
Betrayed. They feel that they've been betrayed. You know, and this was some of the conversations that came up the other night in a little town hall-like setting that we had. And they feel betrayed because he promised them that the jobs would not be going overseas anymore, that he was going to do things with NAFTA and different things of that nature. And you're not hearing anything about what he's doing there. He said that there would be tariffs imposed and different things of that nature. None of that's happening. So instead, you get a tax cut that still provides these loopholes for companies like
carrier to move overseas. It encourages them, basically.
Well, you know, it is, you know, it's really terrible to see these sort of empty promises. But it certainly, I'm glad to hear that you're there and the union is there to help support these workers as much as possible under the circumstances and continue to fight for decent wages and decent jobs. We do need to wrap up. Do you have a final thought for us in terms of the future for workers there in your local?
Well, we know that United Steelworkers will continue to do what they can do to help continue to help save jobs and different things of that nature. And we here will continue to do what we can for the workers, and hopefully we can be of help to as many as possible. For that, I thank you.
Oh, very good. Well, Robert, we thank you for your time and what you're doing there in Indianapolis.
Thank you.
That's Robert James, the president of United Steelworkers Local 1999, representing workers at the Carrier Plant in Indianapolis. This is Nathan Ruggles here with you, and this is the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio.
Like what you hear? You can access exclusive content and other perks at patreon.com/theunionedge.